Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 81 for May 10th, 2010, the Sweets and Snacks Expo. Munchcast is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com/Munchcast.
The one to blame, you sweet, sticky thing.
Hello. You sweet, sticky thing. Welcome to Munchcast. And there she is, the sweet and sticky, Cammie Blackstone.
Get to open up with a slow soul jam like this because it just brings out your inner Barry White, and I don't think that's something that's let out quite enough.
When you cover me in chocolate, roll me in confectioner sugar, baby, you know what I like.
That's right.
Look at the bag of candy you brought today. What is the occasion?
Oh, well, this is an overwhelming assortment of goodies that I, you know, my kids came home from school one day and they said, "Mom," they call me at work, "there's a giant box. It's a giant box, and it says it's from the NCA, and they know from previous shipments that that could only mean one thing.
The National Cauliflower Association?
No, nor is it the National Croquet Association. It's the National Confectioners Association. They're the people
cow.
Who,
like, look at the sweets you got here, baby.
It's all the sugar, all the sweet,
sugar,
sticky things.
Sugar delight. And on the line with us, we've got the Vice President for Communications of the National Confectionery Association, the NCA, Susan Fussell Whiteside. Hello, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's so great to talk to you from Washington, D.C. We've talked to Susan before.
Yes, we have. And Susan is the one also who turned us on to the deconstructing chocolate thing. They also the
That was
NCA
fun. We did that the other week. That was
a couple of weeks
chocolate
ago.
Tasting.
Yeah,
it was...
Cammie told me. I'm glad you had a chance to do it.
Oh, Susan. We've talked before about the best jobs in the world, and this has got to be one of them.
Yes, I always say I have the sweetest job in the world.
So what happens? Are you a trade association for all the candy manufacturers? Is that it?
That's right. We have about 600 members, and about 400 or so of them manufacture or market candy here in the United States.
Wow. And they send you, I mean, this bag, what is the, this is all the new candy? Is this the 2011
the big,
candy?
The expo comes up, what, in a couple of weeks, Susan?
That's right. It starts May 25th. It's in Chicago, Illinois. And the All Candy Expo is, the Sweets and Snacks Expo is a great launching pad for all kinds of new confectionery and snack items. Until last year, we were the All Candy Expo, and we really primarily focused on confectionery. But we have opened it up to a whole wide world of snacks this year.
Oh, so salty snacks qualify now.
Salty snacks, cookies, packaged cakes, all kinds of delicious and tempting treats.
You mean like Jim Beam bourbon glazed steak strips? Is that what you
exactly.
mean?
Exactly. Yes, those would qualify as meat snacks. I know. I've learned so much about the wide world of snacking.
Let's have some meat snacks right now.
We're going to give these a try because you know what? We need to have our dinner before we have dessert.
Well, we also have some volunteer tasters in the studio. Greg Gladwell is from the United Kingdom. He's here on a business trip. Greg, it's nice to have you. I know they like sweets in the UK. And from Indianapolis, Indiana, what is your name, sir? Brad Myers is also here from just outside of Indy. So
I can't open this. I'm going to need some sort of appliance. Just
right.
Scissors.
What about my teeth?
They're childproof because it's Jim Beam.
Oh, it's got Jim Beam in it.
21.
Oh, so you can't just open it up. You've got to. All right. Well,
show an ID.
Yeah. I've got a tool here.
Anybody have a pocket knife?
No, but you can't get drunk on bourbon glazed steak strips, can you?
My guess would be no, although, to be honest, I haven't tried them. So we'll have to see how the rest of the Munchcast goes and figure out whether or not.
Well, it won't be the first time we've done the show drunk.
You know, I'm thinking that might be a good swizzle stick for a cocktail.
Oh, wouldn't it be? Now, it looks like
a... Oh, I thought it would be more jerky like a Slim Jim.
Well, here, maybe you could find a strip in there.
So wide are they?
Well, this one's pretty wide. I mean, oh man, it smells good.
You know, it looks a lot like what I picked up at the dog park this morning.
Scrabble.
So give it to...
Okay, you want to give it a try?
Give it to Greg.
I don't know if this is good for your gout.
Okay. You try it? Okay. All right, we're gonna give them to our official taste testers. I'm telling you, I love it. It's just not your everyday beef jerky.
Are you a jerky fan to begin with?
Not really. My son is, and I'll have to pass these by him.
I think
normally
jerky is a teenage boy food for sure.
I don't. My husband likes jerky a lot too, and he has left his teenage years behind.
It's a guy thing.
Some number of years ago.
No, I think you're right, Susan. It's a guy thing.
I don't even think I want to eat it.
You know what it might be great in? A Bloody Mary.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what do you think? Greg, you like it? It says, pull a microphone up to your face there.
Well,
Greg, what's the verdict?
The flavoring is fairly subtle. It's not.
It is. It doesn't taste like bourbon.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes a little barbecue-y.
Oh,
Is it somewhat sweet?
A little.
Floss, because I would only
eat it. That's kind of how I imagined, that it would be somewhat sweet.
I think they're quite good. All right, so that's this is brand new from I don't know if Jim Beam makes it, but...
I was startled, though, Susan, because usually when we get these big gift boxes from you, it's all candy, and all of a sudden there were, like, string cheese and, you know, the crackers. And so so what prompted the NCAA to branch out to snacks?
We actually did this a couple of years ago. We just hadn't really updated our show name to reflect that yet. But a few years ago, the buyers who come to our show, and that's who this show is for, the retail buyers who purchase confectionery, they told us that they were responsible for buying other categories in their store.
Oh, it makes sense, yeah.
That means that they have to go to all these other trade shows. And wouldn't it be great, they said, if there was just one show that we could come to and buy everything we need, from cookies to candy to meat snacks. Like jerky. So we decided to branch out in an effort to make a show that was better for our trade customers.
Right.
So they'll keep coming.
Well, so you have a lot of little crackery things in
this
here.
This is, by the way, a non-alcoholic product.
Oh, it
just
is?
Just so
okay.
You know, yeah.
I was going to say, I do have a sesame
Greg stick. And I give it two thumbs up, but we're the guys here, right?
Now, in addition to all of the candy and gum and stuff, there are also healthy creations here. So Leona,
are those the crackers?
Yeah, I have sesame sticks.
Yeah.
Oven-baked, cholesterol-free, and low in sodium. It's not often we say those words on MunchCast.
Yeah.
They're like breadsticks. They go well with my steak.
I know. I'm trying to create a whole meal for you here.
It's quite good.
We're rebuilding the food pyramid right here with this box
of
these
stuff. Are slightly sweet. I think one of the things I like about sesame is it has a sweet... Kind of a sweet flavor to it.
Now, Susan, have you noticed emerging trends in the candy thing? It seems like there's the sour thing I thought would have died off by now, but the sour just keeps on coming.
Oh, yeah, the kids really like that.
That is definitely a trend that will not die. Kids really like sour, and the thing about kids is that there's always more of them. So even when, you know, the current crop grows out of it, there's more right at their heels. And they want it even more sour than the generation before them. So
what's the sourest thing we have here, Cammie?
I think it's going to be the atomic, the toxic waste.
What is this? You could whip somebody with this thing. This is the Silly Swirl ginormous bubble gum. It's like four feet long.
It is ginormous, too, is it? It's like three.
This
feet
is
long.
Sour green apple flavor, so this might be a little sour.
And I'm sorry it's bent, but my children were using it as a lightsaber.
The green apple is strong in this one.
Here's the toxic waste. Now, I'm putting it on our candy cam.
Should we eat that?
Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, the candy cam. Let's try it. Okay.
Now, as you can see on the cover, it says, "Can you handle the shockingly sour core?" And there's a mushroom cloud with a giant blue bubble coming out of it. Now, Susan,
is this going to really kind of like pucker me up?
I think so. What color do you want?
Does it matter?
There's blue.
What's the most atomic?
It looks like the blue because that's what the mushroom cloud.
This looks like I took the blue pill in the Matrix. Look at that. Or you could be used as a suppository.
How do you handle, like, when you're doing these taste tests? Like, after you have one sour thing, doesn't that kind of like ruin your palate for
Am
the
I
next?
Supposed to chew it?
It's bubblegum, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It burns. Oh, God.
What flavor is it? It's blue.
It's blue flavor.
Blue raspberry, I guess.
I think it's got acid in it.
Well, it does. Yeah, that's what makes it sour. You're absolutely right.
Shall we go over the ingredients?
Oh, wait a minute. It's
toxic waste.
It's cleaning up now.
Yeah, so the thing about toxic waste in particular, and a lot of the sour candies, is that they have a sweet center, but you have to make it through the really torturous part, you know, to get to
it. And now it's delicious.
You know what? Yeah. I was just totally flashed back on the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when What's-Her-Face is eating the blueberry.
Violet,
and she's, like, describing it, and that was totally what
you were doing. Stop everything.
Uh-oh.
And find the gum that I sent you, which is called Shift.
Shift?
Okay, I'm looking in my bag too.
You have to help me find it. It's called Shift.
If you find it now, you will be able to see how.
Okay, you found yours. I have not put my fingers.
So here's where the Shift hits the tongue.
Shift. Okay. It's citrus. So, mine is citrus mint. Is that the one?
Shift.
Stride
citrus
shift.
Mint. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Speaking of Violet Beauregard.
You know her name.
Of course.
You memorized this movie.
It's her job.
Okay, so just to remind everyone what happens to her, she is a gum chewer. She loves gum. She's eaten every gum in the world. She's been chewing her same piece of gum for, I don't know, 140 years or something. So she wants to try this gum that has, you know, it's still a prototype. And it's like a whole three-course meal. So it's a soup. It's a roast beef dinner, you know, something like that, and then a blueberry pie. And she turns into a giant blueberry at the end, and they have to roll her off.
Yes, we remember this.
So, Shift is Willy Wonka come to life. It is a gum that starts out one flavor.
Give me some.
I just went through the transformation.
What flavor did it start with?
It starts really sweet and citrusy.
And then it turns to mint. And they also have one that starts berry and turns to mint.
This is brilliant. How do they do it?
The Oompa Loompas obviously taught them how.
Okay, S Club.
Okay, so do the description as if you're Violet Beauregard.
It's orangey. It's very citrusy. It tastes like orange. Quite good. It's very flavorful.
I'm well into the mint right now.
Really? It's shifted for you already.
That is amazing.
Just orange right now for me.
Well, keep giving us the update. If you could do sort of like a baseball play-by-play.
It'll change.
And now the gum is still
there. It's really quick, though, how quick that
is. It's doing a thing.
You guys want to try?
How does that work? How could that happen?
It's totally amazing. I have to tell you, I mean, when I tried it in my office, and we have an opportunity to try a lot of different kinds of products, but when I got this product, I went around and made every single person in my office try it.
And did you sit there and watch them and wait for the transformation?
I did, and I didn't tell them.
This is from Stride. It's called Stride Shift. And it says, inside, indecisive, Stride Shift, the ridiculously long-lasting gum changes flavors while you chew. Problem solved. What great marketing.
I know.
Yeah, so now if they just figure out how to add the blueberry pie at the end, they've totally got it.
Yeah. Well, we are just steps away from that. I feel like we're on the cusp.
Cadbury Adams.
Yeah.
It's Cadbury.
Wow.
It's sugar-free, too.
Here's the Shift one. Here's the one that goes flavor-changing gum from berry to mint.
Yeah.
Why do they always choose mint? Why don't they go like berry?
No, something to do with the
citrus and berry. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, obviously, mint gums are hugely popular. So even if there's not a manufacturing purpose for it, certainly people like mint. So
well, speaking of gum, we were looking at the Wrigley's React. Oh my God! Look, he did the berry, and now he is a blueberry.
Oh no! Yeah. Roll him out.
This isn't right.
Keep chewing, it'll get you back. All right. No, but this React gum, the Wrigley's gum.
I like this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to
I don't know about the... I mean, the packaging...
What's the React do?
Okay. This just says that it's a unique mint flavor experience, but the packaging, to me...
It looks like condoms.
It does. It's like a very... It does not look at all
or
like
cigarettes.
Gum.
This is an adult gum, obviously. That's what it's saying. It's saying, I'm for adults.
That's right. It is what it's saying. And we've heard that comment before, too. I mean, it is very sleek. The packaging is very flat black. There's not any gloss to it. The colors are intense. And the names, besides the React, they've had a couple of other flavors that were introduced first. And instead of, being called Spearmint, it's called Rain. Or Spearmint, it's called Rain. Fire instead of cinnamon. So, very
Let's show the package.
Sounding.
Yeah.
And when it first came out of the expo, a couple of TV producers who came to visit the show that year said, you know, this is so small, I could put it in my clutch when I go out at
night.
And I think that's kind of the,
I can see
the audience they're looking for.
Wrigley's has never been kind of, Wrigley's has always been a more of an adult product anyway. You know, they've always been, you know.
Juicy Fruit.
Well, juicy fruit. Oh, look at this, though. It's black. Fruit, it's in black.
Oh, you know, and we learned on our last Munchcast that the very first snack food to come in all black packaging was
Blackjack.
Screaming Yellow Zonkers.
Oh, that's right. Look at even the gum is black itself.
It is.
That's good, though.
So they have two. React has a unique fruit experience and the unique mint. And I tried the unique fruit experience, and I could not, very much like Juicy Fruit, I could not figure out what the fruit was. Like, what is the flavor?
It's stronger flavored. I would say this is kind of aimed at smokers and people, you know, coffee drinkers.
People with halitosis.
It's very good. I like it. It's quite tasty.
It is good, yeah.
All right, let's
have another gum here, the Dentine Pure, that purifies your breath.
Yeah, and it's the one that I have in front of me is mint with melon accents.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What this is. You want to try that one?
Oh, wow. No, wait a minute. I'm still doing the React, the fruit. Mmm, that is good. That's like Juicy Fruit for the 21st century.
They're raising the bar.
I'm keeping this.
Okay, yeah. You can keep those, Leo. That's
and these are sugar-free, too. You know, I guess this really is aimed at an adult. That is very good. I love the fruit.
Now, so getting back to what we can expect for the future of candy, I mean, I know that there's always going to be the product tie-ins. How come they're just now coming out with the Mater teeth? When Cars, the movie, came out like 4 years ago.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? You know, I think it just remains really popular among young kids.
What is this?
So
you need to try this.
It's sort of
on.
Like how all of those Disney movies.
This is from Cars.
There's always a new audience for them. So
right.
I think it's probably the same thing with Cars and a lot of those Pixar movies.
But these aren't candy. They are. They've got
it's a lollipop.
There's a lollipop on the back.
Like a pacifier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is kind of.
Put it on. That is nice. You look sort of like David Letterman.
What age group is that aimed at?
You know, that would probably be like 6-7-year-olds.
They like how you're sucking a lollipop, and they think it's funny that they have buck teeth
right.
when they do it.
Yeah.
And mom's going to go, what are you, what?
So now, out of all of your favorite new candies, what do you think is going to be like the next big thing?
Well,
she has to be cautious because these are all her clients. What's that licorice one? That looks kind of very tasty.
One?
Yeah,
the Scotty Dog.
Scotty Dog licorice.
I love licorice.
I do too.
Scotty Dogs are quite good.
And I love Scotty Dogs.
Yeah. So, this is going to be good. This is made with all real licorice root.
That looks like something a grandmother would have at her house.
Yeah, this is grown-up candy. This is from Gimbel's.
That's even like an old lady name.
Oh, honey, this is my kind of candy because I'm getting to be an old lady. as time goes by.
Well, as we know from last night's Saturday Night Live, ladies are all that.
This is the Betty White candy. It's a little Scotty dog. Look
it's
at that.
So cute.
You know, it's interesting that you've identified it as an old lady candy because I think it's kind of chewy.
I
should pull the dentures right out.
I'm not sure it might be the kind that they keep in their house, but I don't know that they would do a
lot
of consuming. Let's
see. Greg's British. That's like being an old lady. Let's see if Greg likes it.
See if his teeth stay in.
I love that. Try it. You
got
to take your gum out. Take your gum out.
Seeing if it goes back to citrus.
No, once it changes, it stays.
Can I just put this under the desk? That's where I normally
give me. You don't have a special gum receptacle?
No, I don't.
We need to work on that.
I'll put it behind my ear later.
Okay. We'll give you a gum
receptacle. You know, on my desk, speaking of gum receptacle, I do not have one of those. However, I do have this Lucite container that has a small hole in the top of it that you can put your lollipop into.
Oh, that's good.
So when I take a phone call, I could take my lollipop out of my mouth. I mean, you know.
Unless you're sucking on the dentures.
The best job in the world. Susan Fussell-Whiteside, the Vice President of Communications for the National Confectioners Association. We're talking about the Sweetened Snacks Expo, which is coming up. And these are new snacks from the year 2010. We're going to have more candy. I probably shouldn't have done the licorice right before the ad.
I know. My teeth are like glued together.
I don't know if I can talk about Squarespace right now. But that is, I love licorice. Why is that I love licorice so much?
I love it too.
When I was a kid, I didn't like it.
No, it's something that grows on you as you get older.
Yeah, it's a grown-up thing.
And this is licorice without the Good and Plenty candy shell.
Well, that's, it's not bad.
I do love Good and Plenty
too. Me too. All right, well, Squarespace.com. In fact, you know what, Cammie? We're going to, you know that blog that I keep saying we're going to get you?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that.
We're going to move it.
Oh, we are?
We're going to move it to Squarespace.com. I finally, oh, good, I've had it.
It took us, well, it hasn't been updated in a year because we forgot the password.
Yeah. And see, Squarespace, I wouldn't have this problem. Squarespace, look at Cammie. This is the best. Squarespace.com. They start, you start with great templates. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, we can make a beautiful site and it's very easy to customize. Very easy for you to keep up to date. We'll have stats. We'll have commenting, photo galleries of the food.
Oh, and all the candy. My goodness. And pictures of you with the Mater teeth.
Yeah. You could have taken pictures of all of this.
Oh.
I want you to go to squarespace.com right now /munchcast. And you could try it free. No credit card, no commitment for 14 days. See if you like it. And then if you use the code Munchcast when you sign up, you get 10% off for life. And it starts at $8, so it's not expensive.
No, that is quite a bargain. But well, you know I'm going to do just that.
We're going to do because we're going to see if we can take the site down. You know, we're good at taking sites down.
Not so good at keeping them up, but no. Now we will be with Squarespace.
We're going to see if we can if we can send all of our Munchcast listeners to squarespace.com/munchcast, and I bet you cannot pull the site down.
Well, is it up yet? I mean, if they go there now, there won't be anything there yet, right?
Mm.
Did you already do that?
No, that's a good point.
So don't go there quite
yet.
Well,
you can go there now, but that's if you want to sign up. And then okay. We'll have a Munchcast site there. We'll make it munchcast.twit.tv or something like that.
Okay.
Mm.
Are you still
Squarespace.
Enjoying the Scotty dog?
I love Squarespace is the Scotty dog of website.
Mm-hmm.
It's like licorice, but you could also have... If you go, you know, Mark Echo uses Squarespace for his... business site. I mean, this thing is incredible.
Oh, I can't wait to use it.
Yeah,
it looks
you're gonna
user friendly, and you
I'm
know,
thinking of this for the template. What do you think?
Very cute.
That's a dog walking site, wagging tails.
Well, we were just talking about Scotty dog, so that would work.
Or we could go. Like, I don't know. We need a candy design.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some candy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Or salty snacks.
Mm. Boy, is that good? Squarespace. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Squarespace.
Squarespace. Normally, we'll do this without our mouths full.
/munchcast. Try it today. We're gonna use it. For the new Munchcast site.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited. On with the candy with Susan.
Okay, so you were just talking, Susan, about your Lucite container for your lollipops.
Right.
I'll bet you that Lucite lollipop holder will not be able to contain the bruiser. Now, take a look at this, Leo.
The bruiser?
This is a quarter-pound jawbreaker. It's not just a confection.
On a stick.
It's a weapon.
It's a so is it a lollipop?
It's
or
a
is
weapon.
It, what is it? What? Oh, my God. It's a gavel. Greg, eat the licorice. Eat it. Wow. That is, but jawbreaker to me means you could, that you would suck it until, and then you would chew it.
I think
something.
This is one that you hit somebody with and it breaks their jaw.
This is from Sconza Candy in Oakdale, California. That I can see is, that's my 15-year-old would like this.
Oakdale, California. That is home of the Cowboys here in Northern California.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Isn't that good?
Mm.
Wow. What else you got?
Okay, so now
I want a salty. Can I go salty?
Well, we've been talking a lot about the gum and the sours, but there's a lot of chocolate here as well.
Mm.
What was some of the highlights from the this year's crop of chocolate, Susan?
Look at this one. It's a vegan chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really interesting. I loved the Asher sea salt caramel.
That's the one. That's the candy that President Obama eats, right?
Well, he does like sea salt caramel, so he has a particular favorite brand.
Oh, okay.
Which is out of Seattle.
That's right. I ordered some for my wife, and then I ate them all.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, but this is Asher's. Do you have some of that?
I ate that already.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
Yeah, those didn't make it the first night.
No.
Susan, I cannot tell you. It's like I was like my house was haunted. Like all night I could hear that bag calling me, and I put it in the darkest closet.
Mm. So these are vegan chocolate truffles from Native Gardens, and they're quite good. No dairy, organic. Parif.
There's
delicious.
A lot of these like little local artists.
Give me more. What is this? Bubble chocolate. What could that be? Bubbles wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah, you should try some and keep the microphone close to your mouth.
Is it like Pop Rocks, only chocolate?
A little bit.
Oh, I loved Pop Rocks.
Or Rice Krispies?
Well, Nestle's Crunch has got Rice Krispies in it, right?
Yeah, but Rice Krispies, you know when you pour the milk on
I'm
them.
I'm shaking. I don't know if it's all the candy or just the excitement of unwrapping this. I'm just so excited. All right, okay. So you can have some too, Cammie.
Oh, thank
you. Let me pass you some. All right. And then
so
now I'm going to eat this.
Put it up to the microphone.
Yeah.
I think this is the keep it close to the microphone.
Nope.
Chocolate. I don't know. It's not as loud as Pop Rocks.
It's foamy. It's just fluffy. It's light and fluffy.
It's not making any sound, but it's light and fluffy.
Not making a noise?
Mm-mm. It's just fluffy.
Yeah.
It's whipped chocolate.
It reminds me of...
It's like a little... I'm eating a cloud.
Not ice cubes, but it reminds
so
me...
So it's not popping?
No. This is not okay. Pop-talk.
Yeah.
Is there another popping one?
No, but there was a company... A couple years ago, there was somebody who made a bubble chocolate that was very... that did sort of pop in your mouth. So I wasn't sure if this was
I don't think this is...
Not.
This is just like foamy.
I also like the Clark Bar in the dark chocolate.
Oh, I love Clark bars.
Let me see. I'm looking.
Yeah, try that.
This is a trend.
Clark bars now made with all natural ingredients.
This is
so both the regular and the dark chocolate are made with natural ingredients.
So this is kind of a trend, isn't it, Susan? That the dark chocolate, the more adult flavors now, that like dark chocolates are becoming popular in the candy bar.
Yes, definitely.
And organic, of course.
Even Wonka has gone dark.
No. Is that a Wonka bar?
Well, this is a Wonka bar. I'm really excited about this one. It's doomed dark chocolate, and it says there's a golden ticket.
Is there really?
Domed.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Here,
okay, this looks like it has an almond or something in it. What is the dot?
Yeah, it's a dome thing.
Oh, it's a dome.
Mm. They have several different types under this new chocolate brand that they're doing called Exceptionals.
Yes, this is definitely a higher end. That's delicious. That is a higher end chocolate. It's darker. It's delicious.
But there's no golden ticket.
I couldn't care less.
I have to tell you that my official taste tester just showed up, and she immediately, first thing that she pointed out was the bourbon glazed steak strips, by the way.
It was the first thing we ate. Test. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, because after all this chocolate, I'm ready to go on a little diet. I'm going to have the original almond biscuits, Almondina, family recipe since 1929, and it's the delicious cookie without the guilt. So I'm going to eat this, but I'm not going to feel guilty.
Good. Well, now, Susan, do you think like when...
How often do you really feel guilty?
Never.
Yeah, so never. I don't know. It might not be for you.
Mm. Now, when these like... When
my taste tester nod. She agrees with
me. Oh, these are like biscotti. These are...
When the Three Musketeers bars like comes out with their different... when they expand their brand sort of... Like this one is the truffle crisp. And then Kit Kat, there's the dark one, and then there's the Java.
Yeah.
Are those usually... Are they limited runs? Popular. It seems like they don't stick around that long.
Sometimes, but I think, like, the Kit Kat Dark, which has been in limited run before, is now a permanent edition. The last year, we had the limited edition coconut M&Ms. This year, it's a permanent edition. So a lot of them that you're seeing, that you may think you've seen before, it's because they were originally limited edition, and now they've been relaunched as a permanent, part of the permanent collection.
Now,
if you have the Three Musketeers Truffle Crisp Bar in front of you,
I do have it right
definitely
here.
Recommend that.
Oh,
it's
all
delicious.
Right.
Very different. It has like a meringue center.
Hmm.
So it's very light but crunchy.
Where'd it go?
I was sharing with your outside.
Oh, this looks good.
Yeah, this does look good. Now, I noticed there was one of these. You know, I'm just so overwhelmed by this candy. Here it is, the Rips Bits, which is not chocolate. This just looks like they ripped off Kazoozles from Wonka.
Wait, which one?
It's called Rips Bits, and it's like licorice stuffed with chewy stuff inside. They almost look like one of those dog treats. These, you know, they're like Kazoozles.
Well, yeah, you know,
well, a lot of people have a similar product. In fact, even the Jolly Rancher Awesome Twosome Chews, they're sort of in that same vein as well. And that's sort of a very popular candy style.
No, I've never had...
On the outside, different texture and different flavor of a different kind of candy on the inside.
I have never had Kazoozles, Cammie, but are Kazoozles no ordinary licorice sweet and sour with sugar-sanded licorice with intense fruity flavor?
Exactly.
You know, this is from the Foreign Candy Company of Hull, Iowa. I don't know what makes it foreign, but it's in Hull, Iowa. I'm going to try it. I suppose I shouldn't open all these bags.
Oh, that's okay. I think they have a long shelf life. None of these go bad, right, Susan?
This is good.
You want to focus on the chocolates first because they will have a shorter shelf life, but most of these hard candies will last for a long time.
Now, so your big National Sweets and Snacks Expo.
Yes.
Can anybody go to that?
It's closed to the public, so the attendees are retail confectionery buyers. So the people who buy the candy that you can purchase in your grocery store and your drugstore, all of those people are the ones that attend the show.
This is their one time of the year where they're really, like, happy.
happy people.
And is a prize?
They work in the candy industry, so they're happy, happy
always
all the time.
Always happy.
Now, do they have like a prize awarded to like the, is there like a most popular new product awarded, or is there any kind of competition?
Actually, this year, we are giving out awards. It's the first time that we're going to do it, but we're giving out prizes for awards for best new product as voted on by the retail customers and best new merchandising idea.
Wow.
And that's new for us. So we'll be curious to see who takes those prizes home.
Well, I'm pretty excited about the Jelly Belly Cocktail Classics.
Ooh, those look good.
Because what? It's about time.
Do they have a Gibson in there?
They have margaritas, a mojito, pina colada.
Wow. Jelly Belly is amazing. They're so good. Now, look at this. I don't know how long this is going to last. Sugar-free Peeps. They're not just for Easter anymore.
Yeah, you know, Peeps, I think they have totally jumped the shark. I mean,
sugar-free.
They have just gone too much. They've thinned the whole
I don't know. Everybody loves Peeps.
Everyone loves Peeps, but they've no longer, they're just a shadow of their former selves.
Scotch on the rocks?
You know what? Here in Washington, we have this new entertainment complex called National Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and Peeps opened up the very first Peeps store.
They have a Peeps store?
The Hershey store or the M&M store in Vegas.
Mm.
They opened up a Peeps store, and I would say, judging on the amount of Peeps bags that I see when I'm over there,
there's a lot of Peeps.
And how crowded that store is, Peeps mm-hmm. have not jumped the shark.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It is a fabulous store. They have year-round, you can buy Peeps in any color, any shape, any flavor. You can buy shirts, like T-shirts. They have this great T-shirt that has like all of the different flavor mm-hmm. bunnies or chicks lined up. So all the different colors, you know, pink, yellow, orange, blue. And then above it, it says, inside, they're all the same.
Oh, what a great message.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
This store is super popular, and people are gobbling it up, so to speak.
If you're going to eat candy, though, I think you should just go with the sugar. Except maybe in gum. Gum doesn't bother me. They do warn excessive consumption of polyols, which I guess is what's in this, may cause stomach discomfort and or a mild laxative effect.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't.
Okay. Well, Leo, here's what
I'm
should.
I'm just going to have a little bit of these.
Oh, the sugar-free Peep?
Yeah, just a little bit. Because I won't. Hey, somebody ate all my Peep. Oh, they stayed in the bag. All right. I think these have melted. By the time I get it out,
they were
it's
in the back of my car.
They were in the back. It's like a bag of Peeps. They were star-shaped. Hey, that's good. You're peppermint flavored.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I like the classic.
It's a little
Peep.
Medicinal.
Classic Peep.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Easter Peep.
So when you're preparing for this big expo,
I have to have some licorice to clear my palate.
Okay. I'm sure that it's just a lot of work. And then afterwards, do you just collapse and like go sugar free for like a month just to kind of cleanse?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because it's so overwhelming that it's hard really to eat. Like, you think you would just eat and eat and eat and eat, but really it's overwhelming. And so you kind of shut down to it.
Yeah, I'm sure that this is your business. Unlike us, where we're kind of losing it and going crazy and eating everything you sent us.
All at one time.
You probably, you know, you're surrounded by it. You're not going to eat it all the time.
What I like in it, too, is, you know, if you worked at like a pizza joint, you know, in high school or whatever, you know, people would always say, oh, don't you get tired of the pizza? Well, no, you don't. But when you're serving someone their gigantic pepperoni pie, you are not tempted to eat a slice of it.
See, that was not the case for me.
It doesn't mean that you are not interested in eating pizza pretty much all the time still, but when it's your job and your customers are like, you know, it's easy to separate out sort of the candy that's all around our office or the candy that's all around the show from the separate eating of and enjoying of candy.
I have to say, though, if I worked in the Jim Beam Bourbon Glazed Steak Strip shop, I might eat these all the time.
I bet you wouldn't.
They're really good.
But then you would have to follow it up with some of that
more salty snacks.
Taste-changing gum.
Do you have some of the Notorious product, or have you eaten that yet?
Wait, what does it look like?
Product.
Susan, you sent us so much stuff.
I haven't even scratched
the surface. Sugar-sprinkled lemon crisps.
Oh, yeah, here we go, Leo. Ooh la la, original walnuts, almonds, pecan. There you go.
Oh, nut confections.
And then skinny mini salt vinegar potato sticks.
Those are great, the skinny minis.
Oh, let's try the skinny minis because I've probably gone past my caloric
max. My goodness. Well, so this is the one big candy show a year. Then what do you do the rest of the year, Susan?
Well, the association has two main purposes, and one is to enhance relationships with trade customers through events like the Sweets and Snacks Expo. And, of course, the other is to serve as the public policy voice for the industry. So that means lobbying, which is why most trade associations exist and why we're all here in Washington, D.C. So we work with FDA and regulatory bodies as well as the legislative bodies on Capitol Hill in order to make sure that the voice of the confectionery industry is heard.
You also have your awesome blog.
We have our awesome blog, Candy Dish blog. I've been previewing some of the new products there the last couple of days, and I've got a few more days of new product previews lined up. And then, after I finish previewing all of the new products, can you guess what happens?
No, what?
A contest.
Okay.
So we're going to be giving samples of all of these new products away. We have got a couple more days before we officially announce what you have to do to win the contest. But I will tell you this. It will help if you've been following along with the new product reviews.
Okay, there you go.
Everybody's going to have to do something with picking out your favorite new product.
Candy Dish. Wait, it's candydish.com, right?
Candy Dish blog.
Yeah.
CandyDishBlog.com.
CandyDishBlog.com.
I think you'll like these skinny minis, Greg. These are kind of like crisps. I think they have those in Britain. They're good.
Think?
That's salt and vinegar.
You think?
It's salt and vinegar flavored. No, I think this is the kind of thing that they would eat in Britain.
All righty. Well, Susan, we wish you a lot of good rest before you hit hit Chicago for the big National Sweets and Snacks Expo.
What fun this
was. Thank you so much.
And one day we'll be there live and in person, Leah. One day.
Oh, I really hope so.
I feel like I've been there live and in person.
I know. In the meantime, it sure is cool to get like the big shipment.
That was so nice of you. Susan Fussell Whiteside, Vice President of Communications, National Confectioners Association. Go to candyusa.com. And the blog is candydishblog.com.
Happy snacking, Susan.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Susan.